This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
Welcome, everybody, to the 2012 coverage of the NHL Awards. We are here at the Wynn in Las Vegas alongside Barry Melrose. I'm Catherine Tapp, and not a bad spot to spend a couple days, Barry.
Beautiful spot if you're not adverse to heat stroke. It's a little warm here, as you can see the sun beating down on us, but fantastic a couple days for the NHL, showcase of our great talent in the NHL. Great awards night. It's going to be a fantastic couple of days.
Yeah, the awards on Wednesday night. Let's talk a little bit about the list of nominees. Were there any surprises to you that found their way on that list?
No, not really. When I went over the list, everyone deserves to be on the list. Everyone deserves to be part of this couple days here in the NHL. You can certainly say there are a couple players that had great years in the NHL, but you only got three spots on the awards so for every trophy, so you can't have four or five guys. But I think when you look at the list, you can't say that none of these guys don't deserve to be here. They're all fantastic players.
There's a lot of focus on that Hart Trophy, yeah. The league MVP. We know who the nominees are. We'll get to that in a moment. But what award are you most looking forward to?
Well, I'm an old defenseman, so I love the Norris Trophy, and I think the Norris is really interesting this year because of the guys who's in it. You've got Chara, gigantic, 6'9". Hardest shot in the NHL. Shea Weber, 6'5", 6'6", physical defenseman, second hardest shot in the NHL. And then you got this little Swede, Erik Karlsson, that flies around the ice, one of the best offensive defensemen in the NHL. Doesn't beat you with strength, doesn't beat you with shot, beat you with his speed, beat you with his puck handling ability, beat you with his first pass. So you got two giant physical defensemen against one little wee Swedish defenseman. I think that's going to be a very interesting trophy. Who wins that?
You should stand as Chara next to Karlsson on the stage and see how they look next to each other. All right, let's pick some winners here. We're going to start with the Jack Adams, the Coach of the Year Award. The nominees are John Tortorella, Ken Hitchcock, and Paul MacLean. Who's your pick?
If you counted playoffs, I might go with Paul MacLean because of the job he did with Ottawa in the first round of the playoffs. But I think Ken Hitchcock went into St. Louis. The team was floundering. Really changed the culture, changed the mindset. They become winners. They become a great defensive team. Really became one of the hardest teams to play against in the NHL. And you got to give Ken Hitchcock a lot of credit for that. So I think Ken's going to win Coach of the Year.
All right. And the Hart Trophy, of course, the league MVP. Evgeny Malkin, Steven Stamkos, and Henrik Lundqvist are the nominees. Who takes home the prize?
If Stamkos had a fantastic year, we all know what he did. He's the elite goal scorer in the NHL right now. But it's hard for me to give the Hart Trophy to a team that missed the playoffs. I think that you got to make the playoffs in order to win something like the Hart. And that's Malkin. Pittsburgh had injury after injury. Crosby was gone. Staal was gone. Letang was gone. And Malkin just kept playing. He had a fantastic offensive year. Scored 50 goals. Just a great, great job. And I really think he got stronger as those players left the lineup. So I really think Malkin is going to be the MVP of the NHL this season.
Henrik Lundqvist, by the way, nominated for the most awards here in Las Vegas. The Hart, the Vezina, and of course the Ten Lindsay Award, and he's probably going to take home the Best Dressed Award as well.
Yeah, that's not really fair. He's in a class by himself. The only guys that can probably give him a sort of a battle for the Best Dressed, or maybe another European player, maybe a French player. Those guys seem to dress better than the North American guys from Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Alberta, from the Midwest, the United States. But Lundqvist is always going to be the Best Dressed guy. He cares about how he looks, and it really comes forward in how he appeals.
And interesting seeing Jonathan Quick take to Twitter the other day saying he shipped all of his stuff back to Connecticut, where he spends his offseason, his hometown, and he left all of his stuff so he doesn't even have anything to wear for these awards. I find that hard to believe.
He can wear the Conn Smythe, or he can wear the Stanley Cup.
There
most players
go.
Would love to wear one of those things, and he owns them both.
All right. Well, maybe he'll get more prizes here this week as well. That's going to do it for our coverage here in Las Vegas. Guys, back to you.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.